This was in the Main Street Fairview newspaper. I think it was a week ago today. It's titled, Enjoying One of Life's Great Pleasures. Many years ago, I heard of an old man who was resting in a rocking chair on the front porch of a country store one day. When asked what he was doing, he replied, I'm enjoying one of life's great pleasures. And what might that be, came the question. I'm just a sitting, is what he said. So there I was in the quiet of the morning enjoying one of life's great pleasures. I was just a sitting. That was the person that wrote the article. I remember several years ago, one of my fellow school teachers, we were talking about different things that each one of us did that we enjoyed doing and so on, and I'm sure probably I mentioned fishing or something like that. And so we asked her, what is one of your favorite hobbies and so on? And she said, sitting on the front porch in the rocking chair. Tonight in our lesson, I want us to speak about and think about, and I'm talking about really after the invitation, I want us to think about things we take for granted in life. And that was an example there that perhaps sitting and resting and just watching things and so on is one thing we take for granted. James says this in James chapter 4, verse 13, 14, and 15. Again, things that we take for granted in this life. James chapter 4, we'll begin with verse 13. He says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James says, don't even take one day for granted, because you do not know what one day will bring. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. Obviously, what James is saying to them and saying to us today is, you be prepared for today, and you be prepared for tomorrow. And so we want to sing this invitation song to encourage you, if you're not prepared, and we know what the Bible teaches to do to be prepared, to hear the Word of God, that might be in your own study, to believe it, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ before mankind, and then to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Or if you've done all of that and you're one that takes for granted what God is providing you daily and no thanks whatsoever, no faithfulness to Him, we'd ask you to come back. If you need to respond, will you come right now as we stand and sing?